Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of the new book, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Pick Up the Damn Phone. Joanne S. Black is the name on the book. She's also the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, tell the folks how they can find you and your book, please.
Joanne at nomorecoldcalling.com. That's J-O-A-N-N-E. And since I said pick up the damn phone, let me give you my phone number. It's area code 415. That's the San Francisco Bay Area. 415-461-8763.
All right.
The website is nomorecoldcalling.com. And I'd love for you to invite me to join you on LinkedIn. But please tell me who you are and why we should meet.
And mention my name, and she might actually go through with it. So go, Joanne. I want to talk about proposals because I am an absolute true believer. I am I hope I don't even ever want to think about the day when we won't do business without proposals. And I wonder, you know, you were talking about it earlier. You wonder if how the market is changing. I wonder if proposal writing and delivery is becoming a lost art. What do you think?
I think they're way too long, most of them, and they come way too soon. And so what I do many times before I would ever write a proposal, and again, mine are 4 pages, very short, but I will have a discussion document. That's what I call it, and it's 1 page. It really summarizes the conversation with a client, makes the recommendation. We haven't even talked about price yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets in writing what we've discussed. It doesn't take me forever. And then they may say, you know, we can't do this right now. Or they may say, you know, this is great. I've run it by some people. Send me something in more detail. Because all we have is time. So I don't want to just send a proposal. When they say send a proposal, I stop. I back up.
No, I don't do proposals unless both of us feel that we've qualified each other enough that when I send the proposal, they can say yes or no.
Exactly. And
any time before that, if they're not ready to make a decision or they can't make a decision about me, then it's too soon.
Yes, so that's why I use the discussion document, and that's what I call it. And the other thing is I heard a bunch of years ago, I heard Jeffrey Fox talk, who is just a wonderful, prolific author. And he doesn't call his proposals. He calls them an action plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've done. I call it a referral action plan. And truly, that's what it is. You know, if you want to go from here to there, there's some actions you need to take. Here's where you are, here's where you want to go, and here's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the proposal needs to start with the issues that the customer has shared with you, and we better know those. You know, what is the current situation? What are they trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second piece I have is what it takes. And then the third piece is about their investment. But before I get into that, one of the things that I learned from Jeffrey Fox is the return on investment that they will get. So I always ask, because what I talk about is the referral program, I will say, what is an average sale worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
And so from my perspective, it's pretty easy to do a return on investment because it's typically, you know, like 1,000%. You know, if only one person of your X number of people got a piece of new business through a referral, you would pay for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and obviously that's minimal. And then I also say something very important.
Mm-hmm.
That what's in this action plan is good for 60 days. Many times they may decide to come back 6 months or a year later. Well, guess what? Your prices have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be locked in.
No, that's exactly right. No, you have to be specific about that. But, you know, folks, regardless of whether you use Joanne's model or your model or someone else's model, the main thing is get a proposal out there, because Barbara, those are worker bees. A proposal is a worker bee. I don't know how many times when I was back, we were talking earlier about calling on businesses and always having to have a joke. I don't know how many times I've given a proposal to someone and they thought they were going to buy, but they didn't. They just decided not to. And 3-4 years later, they called me up and said, "Hey, Jim, I found this proposal in our file. Can you come by and talk to us about it again?" Now, obviously, the prices had changed. The products were probably weren't the same. But still, that worker bee, that proposal was a worker bee that pulled me back to them. You gotta leave these things behind. No more coldcalling.com, right, Barbara?
Yes, and it's Joanne Black.
And it's Joanne. It's Joanne. I don't know what to say, folks. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen. Of course it's Joanne Black. And I'm George Blassingame. Thank you for staying with me today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.